Lying there, encased in autograph-covered plaster, I read straight through the Gospels, catching dimly their terrible significance. Could all this really be true? While I was in the middle of the Gospel according to St. John, a letter was delivered. The handwriting on the envelope was familiar. Teal. With trembling hands, I tore it open. "Dearest Andy," I read. "Dearest." The word I had written so many times to her, but never in a letter intended to be mailed. "Dearest Andy, I have here a letter from a boy who thinks his heart has turned hard. But his heart is breaking, and he has shown a little of that heartbreak to me, and I am proud that he has." Then followed, when for sheer relief I could read again, of all things a study outline of the Bible. This was the only place, Teal wrote, where human heartbreak could be understood in terms of God's love. They were wonderful weeks that followed, weeks of reading the Bible together on opposite sides of the earth. I filled page after page with questions, and Teal went to her pastor and her library and the depths of her own heart to find the answers. But as the months passed in the hospital, as my cast came off bit by bit, and I saw the ugly, shrunken leg and remembered the joys of running that would never be mine again, I found myself holding on to a hard core of resentment, which was just the opposite of the joy Teal and my Franciscan nuns were talking about. As soon as I was ambulatory, I started leaving the hospital every evening after dinner to hobble painfully to the nearest pub and drink myself into oblivion. The nuns never spoke about it, at least not directly. But on the day before I was to be shipped home, my favourite nun, Sister Patrice, pulled a chair up to my bed. "Andy, I have a story to tell you. Do you know how natives catch monkeys out in the forest?" My face lit up at the thought of a monkey story. "No, tell me." "Well, you see, the natives know that a monkey will never let go of something he wants, even if it means losing his freedom. So here's what they do. They take a coconut and make a hole in one end just big enough for a monkey's paw to slip through. Then they drop a pebble into the hole and wait in the bushes with a net. Sooner or later, a curious old fellow will come along. He'll pick up that coconut shell and rattle it. He'll peer inside, and then at last he'll slip his paw into the hole and feel around until he gets hold of that pebble. But when he tries to bring it out, he finds that he cannot get the paw through the hole without letting go. And Andy, that monkey will never let go of what he thinks is a prize. It's the easiest thing in the world to catch a fellow who acts like that." Sister Patrice got up and put the chair back by the table. She paused for a moment and looked me straight in the eye. "Are you holding on to something, Andrew? Something that's keeping you from your freedom?" And then she was gone.